Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The mail-in ballot request deadline in Bucks County has been extended after the Trump campaign sued, arguing the county broke the law by turning away voters who wanted a mail-in ballot. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward explains.
The suit, filed by lawyers representing Donald Trump and Republican Senate candidate David McCormick, asked the courts to extend the mail-in ballot request deadline in Bucks County, arguing the county violated the law by turning away anyone in line before the 5 p.m. Tuesday deadline, including some who had waited for hours without allowing them to apply for a mail-in ballot. A judge agreed and is ordering Bucks County to allow anyone to come into voter services offices to request and fill out a mail-in ballot until 5 p.m. tomorrow. There have been long lines outside voter services offices across Pennsylvania for weeks. Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey said last week that while political campaigns have been running ads and sending mailers telling people to vote early, Pennsylvania doesn't have traditional early voting like other states. Instead, he says Pennsylvania only has in-person, on-demand mail-in voting, which Harvey calls the most inefficient way of voting, as it takes about 12 minutes per person because the office has to verify voter eligibility, print a specific ballot, and return envelope.
Bucks County officials handed out flyers to people waiting for several hours in line, saying the best way to get a mail-in ballot would be to apply online anytime before Tuesday's deadline. Authorities are still looking for the pair of shooters who shot seven people during a social media party, critically injuring a 16-year-old girl. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, they have now released video of the gunfire in hopes of identifying the two males.
In the video, a charcoal gray Nissan Altima with no license plate and tinted windows pulls up to the corner of 11th and Cumberland around 3:30 in the morning on October 19th. Two males get out from the driver and passenger seats and shoot at least 50 times down the street, hitting seven people, including a 16-year-old girl in the chest. Six other victims, ranging from ages 20 to 30, both male and females, were hit mostly in the limbs and back. Authorities say the social media party, which was organized on Instagram, was breaking up and there was an argument over a speaker, which they believe was the motive.
The video can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com, and anyone with information is asked to call in with a tip, even if they remain anonymous. The Philadelphia Parking Authority is launching an ad campaign to let drivers know that speed cameras are being installed along Broad Street. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The black and white video ads show Philadelphia women who have lost relatives to speeders. In one, the Reverend Stephanie Evans says someone going too fast killed her 37-year-old son, Robert.
The driver was just speeding down Broad Street. He hit him. He died instantly.
Next month, the Philadelphia Parking Authority begins a social media and radio campaign to get the word out that speed enforcement cameras are going up in February at 15 intersections on North and South Broad Street. PPA Executive Director Rich Laser says it's about getting people to obey the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit.
This messaging is really to show the human element of what the damage you can cause by speeding.
Speeding fines start at $100 per violation. It might seem like the holidays are far off, but financial experts say if you don't plan your holiday gift list in advance, you could end up spending more money. KYW's Connor Barkon explains.
With a smartphone, you can see an ad for a product and make the purchase within minutes. That type of impulsive buying is common.
It does really add up. Again, not that you can't have any fun, but account for it ahead of time.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman found 54% of Americans made at least one unplanned purchase last holiday season.
You just want to make sure that you're prepping for this in advance. When people are overspending, you know, that's when you get into credit card debt. That's when you can get into trouble.
Rossman found Gen Zers and millennials are more likely than baby boomers to make impulsive purchases. Former Rutgers and NFL quarterback Ray Lucas is traveling around and speaking with high school athletes about the dangers of opioids. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty caught up with him in Camden.
Sports always came easily for Ray Lucas, but his injuries led him to the fight for his life against opioid addiction.
33 surgeries, 6 neck, 19 knee surgeries, you know, 5 right shoulder, 4 right up. I mean, I've had all the surgeries. I'm in pain every second of every day. But I don't take any pills.
At one point, Lucas says he was taking up to 80 pills a day, and he was failing as a father.
I will come turn into an animal if I start taking the meds again. I don't ever want to be that person again.
The former Rutgers standout partnered with Drug-Free America to deliver his message because it's important for younger people to know they too can fall into a similar situation with just one injury.
Don't let any of this stuff cloud your judgment, because at the end of the day, the man who looks back at you when you look in that mirror is the only man that counts.
Lucas wants young athletes athletes to know they don't need to rush back on the field like he did, which can also lead to bad games while you're playing hurt. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.